Nicole Britt singing Walk on the Water. He's encouraging us to exercise our faith in our Creator. I think it's important that we keep in mind it's not just that we're exercising faith in a general sense. We're exercising our faith that we place specifically in the one who created us and who controls all. Yes. All right. So true, so true. Wherever you need to walk, it doesn't necessarily have to be on a sea, a lake, an ocean. On whatever you walk, wherever you need to walk. If Jesus bids you come to him and you have to walk through that storm in order to get to him, he's empowering you to walk through that storm to get to him. All right, we're taking care of our children. And remember now, I mentioned that we're empowering our children by teaching them to develop the proper mindsets about sports. We need to make sure that we, as their guardians, whether grandparents, parents, whoever, are developing a proper mindset about sports and thereby setting the right example for them. And so that means partly keeping in mind that there are limits which must be obeyed. The human body is not designed to just keep going and going and going and going. We are not Energizer bunnies. They give out too, don't they? So maybe we are Energizer bunnies. Here's the thing. Injuries happen in sports at all ages, and those injuries can include those such as sprains or strains or broken bones, torn tendons and ligaments. And this, probably the one that we've been hearing about and reading about the most in the last maybe 5 to 10 years, concussions. Many of these are acute injuries which occur suddenly during an activity. But here's the thing, the pressure to win, overzealous schedules, year-round participation and specialization are all reasons why there's an increased incidence of sports injuries, which are mostly attributed to overuse. Classic examples of overuse injuries include young baseball pitchers or swimmers who have elbow problems and shoulder problems. We look at sports like swimming and baseball, where there's very little contact with others who are competing against you. In swimming, no contact. Baseball, well, every now and then when somebody's trying to come across home plate and they make contact with the catcher. But for the most part, little to no physical contact. Certainly we can begin to think, okay, now, that guy hit that ground pretty hard when he was reaching for that base. Did he get injured? What about his knees or her knees? But for the most part, very little contact. So we would think, very little chance of injury. But you know what? Pitchers, and we're saying young baseball pitchers, but of course we know this happens with older adults as well. Well, with adults, I don't mean adults who are 50 and 60 years old. Adults, period, who are older than the children. Young baseball pitchers, swimmers with elbow problems, shoulder problems, athletes who do a lot of running and jumping, who have problems with their feet, ankle, knees. When you think about athletes who run and jump, what kinds of sports come to your mind? Yeah, definitely basketball. We can see that, right? Do you think about volleyball? Quite a bit of jumping taking place there. Running, jumping, And the jumping doesn't necessarily mean that the person is trying to get their feet 4 or 5 feet off the ground or even 3 feet off the floor. How about ballet dancers? They do leave the floor quite a bit. Running, jumping, causing concern for the feet, the ankles, and the knees. These types of injuries are not the acute injuries that occur suddenly. These are the kinds of injuries that occur over time and become chronic in nature. They're more gradual. They're more insidious. A lot of the time, they're more difficult to identify. And here is the problem. I told you I wanted to talk with you about the connection between the twos and the injuries. Well, it's time to make that connection. The twos and the injuries. What comes to your mind when you hear me talking about injuries as they relate to twos? Well, here's the thing. I'm not talking about twos, T-W-O, apostrophe S. I'm talking about T-O-O, apostrophe S, or just S, twos. Doing too much. Engaging too often. Engaging too soon. Engaging too aggressively. These are examples of conditions that lead to overuse. Too much, too often, too soon, too aggressively. Specialization in one sport is another concern with repetitive motion injuries at young ages. And you can see why, right? If a person is engaging in the same sport year after year after year after year, and in some cases, year in and year out, for example, gymnastics, that's not necessarily a seasonal sport. In other words, that's something that can be practiced all year round. Using the same muscles the same way for a particular sport contributes to overuse. Specialization sports, which are also called prodigy sports, focus exclusively on only one activity. And today, most sports medicine doctors and therapists would argue that young athletes need to experience and play many sports as they grow. Now, that does not necessarily mean that they need to be playing 5 and 6 sports throughout the year, every year. Not necessarily. Because remember, part of the key to avoiding overuse is by not necessarily engaging in sports all year round, even if they're different sports. So we're not talking about necessarily about playing 5 or 6 different sports each year so that you're doing something different with your muscles. No, this is a way to change things up, to mix things up. A child might play volleyball and football this year. Next year, they might play volleyball and tennis. You see where we're going with it? The year after that, they might decide, well, you know, I really enjoyed that tennis. I want to stay with that. So they might want to play tennis. And if they think they might enjoy it, try their hand at swimming. See, they're doing different things. And they're still only playing and involving themselves in 1 or 2 sports per year. So they give their minds, they give their emotions, they give their egos, they give their bodies some time to rest from all that activity. You have 2 sports that are played, one right after the other. Believe me, children need vacations just like adults need vacations. And so even when it's something that they enjoy, y'all know we've talked about this quite a bit on this program, when it comes to adults, even when we enjoy our jobs, we still need to take some time off from them. We need to refresh. We need to revive. We need to reinvigorate. We need to recover. And even though our children are younger than we are and they're working in different ways, they are still working. You think about it. College athletes, professional athletes are working. What they're doing may bring a lot of pleasure, a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, a lot of laughter, etc., into the lives of those of us who spectate, who just sit back and watch the games played. But that's still work for those athletes. And it's still work for our children who are athletes. And so it is a good idea. In fact, it's a great idea to give them time to just be off from sports, just to chill. Again, even if they enjoy it and want to do it, explain to them. Discuss with them the benefits of taking a break every year. All right. Helping you help our children become better athletes, starting with the mindsets that they develop about the games.